All right. Let's go out there. We know y'all getting bored. We know you getting bored about being inside quarantine, but we came today to kind of perk it up a little bit.
Yeah, so don't dare get bored. You know, I am, God, love being inside. Love being outside just as equal, but certainly being inside helps to recharge me just as much as being outside. So yeah. I'm hoping you are not getting bored with being shut in and that you're taking the opportunity to use it for your good.
Yeah, use the time to reflect and reset and recalibrate.
Yeah, so this is a gift again in some ways, and certainly don't want to sound as if we're not aware of the many lives that have been lost and the many families that have been impacted, but certainly continue to lift all families who've been impacted and all those who are connected to families that have been impacted. And that would include us and more than likely you too, because again, we're all connected. We're all in this thing together. So again, want to continue to encourage everyone to spend time in prayer and thinking about those who have lost their lives.
Yeah, because eventually this is all going to be over.
Yeah,
and we're going to try not just jump back to everything being normal without taking something or without seeing some type of improvement in your business, in your home, in your marriage, in your children, in your spouse.
And in yourself.
Yes, that's true. That's important.
And in yourself, which is, you know, what we're going to talk about today. Certainly want to announce to our listening audience that even in COVID-19, God will continue to allow things to come forth, things to be birthed. And we want to announce to you all
that the book is here.
Woo!
Written by Dr. Lila Stevenson herself. Woo! And the name of the book is Affirming the Father's Gift, Reclaiming Your Sexuality.
Yes, and we realize that's a mouthful, but certainly it is, God, it just has a lot of information in there, 31-day devotional. Although it's a 31-day devotional, it took me quite some time to wrap my head around writing this book. You know, I would share something with you all. I actually went through a 4-year doctorate program, completed it first with my dissertation and all before I was able to complete this book. So that speaks of, in my opinion, just how profound it is in a sense of what God wants us to know as women as it relates to our sexuality, which is something that oftentimes for most women, we have been indoctrinated with mixed messages that we have received sometimes as early as as toddlers, you know. But again, we're going to spend some time on today talking about affirming the Father's gift.
So we have two verbs here in the topic, affirming and reclaiming. Affirming. Tell us a little bit more about affirming the Father's gift.
Well, affirming the Father's gift actually was something, again, that I do believe that God pressed on my heart to write. And in that, it really is birthed out of my own personal experience, my own personal agony, as well as my personal healing. It's a devotional that is written for women, but that's not to say that men could not benefit from it as well.
Because,
because truth transcends generations as well as gender, as well as all cultural. So Affirming the Father's Gift is a devotional that, again, was written with women in mind as it relates to helping us to rethink how we see our sexuality. Understanding that our sexuality can be a very complex thing, and realizing that in a lot of cases it's really difficult to sit still sometimes and think about it, because although we have all of these mixed messages, sometimes it's very difficult to grasp it and to put it in context for yourself as to what it means for you as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Another part is reclaiming your sexuality.
Yes.
So reclaiming means that something was taken from there and then you went and got it back.
Yeah. So a very active word, right?
Yes.
Reclaiming in the sense that you have to be intentional, have to be involved in the process of going back and to claim ownership of something that may have been lost, that may have been tainted, that may have been wounded, if you will. And reclaiming in the sense, too, realizing that for most of us, we don't always have the foundational truth to claim in our walk as it relates to our sexuality, that sometimes the foundation is built on shabby ground, if you will. Sometimes the foundation is built on sand. So we having to go back and redo and rethink and challenge ourselves with the beliefs that we have about our sexuality, making sure that it lines up with what God says. And, you know, and this is, again, what I've learned along the way for myself personally, from others that I've been able to have intimate relationships with and discourse with, is that for most women, we don't come out the gate with a healthy perspective about our sexuality. So, which means that we usually have to go back and do some work, which speaks of the ideal of reclaiming.
And I know you mentioned one time about statistics when it comes to women and their sexuality. You want to talk a little bit about?
Well, you know, so women and sexuality, there's a number of ways I can go with that. So if we looked at it from that of the perspective, the number of women who may have been abused sexually as a child, we realize that's 1 in 6 women by the age of 16. 1 in 6 women would have had some sort of sexual assault experience. And that alone can be very impactful for a woman. It can be very impactful for a young girl, which can have overreaching impact into her adult life. So sometimes if the individual is not given the gift of empathy, if they're not given the opportunity to challenge and opportunity to just share about the sexual assault, the sexual experience at the time or soon after the situation may have happened, they can walk around with messages that can be very harmful.
Yes.
Because the sexual assault, sexual abuse, trauma, however you want to name it, is traumatic. And with that type of trauma, you know, it goes to the core of a person's belief as to how they see themselves.
The book Affirming the Father's Gift is a great book, but why a devotional?
So devotional was, again, something I felt very led to do. And what a devotional does is it gives you a perspective that's built on God's truth. So the devotional for each day of the month, so realizing that some months don't have 31 days, but for each day of the month, my sisters would be given a truth.
Mm-hmm.
And with that truth, it would be followed up with a writing that speaks about that truth, but also too, application as well as scripture reference for my sisters, God's daughters, to meditate on. And as you're meditating and as you're thinking about the truth that has been shared, you're encouraged to examine your life for yourself as it relates to that particular truth and see if it's something that is already in operation in your soul. And if it's not, you're encouraged to really take on the particular truth as truth and ask God to help you to receive it, to embrace it, and to cement it in your soul. But also understand it too. Sometimes for us, it may mean that we're having to have lies to be eradicated out of ourselves, because sometimes lies, and we have beliefs that are negative, impacting how we see ourselves sexually.
Oh, yeah. I know that it's a 31-day devotional, and I also know that when, just like, think about the weather. If it rained lightly every day, that's better than just one downpour. Mm-hmm. At a time, because the water runs off. But with a light rain, it soaks in. So the devotional allows you to slow down, mm-hmm. Reflect, mm-hmm. To reminisce, mm-hmm. and to just soak in the information from the book, but also to put yourself in that perspective.
Absolutely. So for sure. And that's, you know, again, what the devotional does. It encourages you to slow down, to reflect, to reconsider these thoughts that I've written, and to consider them in a very personal manner by asking about yourself and not anyone else. It seems like a selfish act, but it's not. Mm. Because here's the thing. The first devotional, the first day opens up with just a daughter. Anchor your sexuality in truth, right? Mm, yeah. So this is foundational, yeah. That we really, in order to be able to see ourselves correctly, we must have truth. And in order to have truth, we realize truth is established on God's word. What does God say? Mm. And again, for most of us, that's something that have been voided. Something that we did not have in our childhood. It wasn't foundational. So this devotion will give you an opportunity to go back and to dig up and to it's almost like a remodeling, if you will, reconstruction of a home, reconstruction of a soul as it relates to the way you see yourself sexually. Because here again, the way that we see ourselves sexually will impact every sphere of our being. Mm. It will impact how we feel about ourselves. Our self-worth, our self-esteem. It would impact how we engage in our relationship with other people. It would impact how we engage in our relationship with loved ones that are close to us. It would impact how we engage in our relationship with our spouse. And it would impact, for sure, the message that we transmit to our children, to the next generation.
So a lot of time when, well, not a lot of time, but when people hear Father's gift, they kind of think about their relationship with their earthly father as well, right?
Yes, that's possible. But certainly we're speaking about affirming a father's gift as it relates to our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. Now, I do realize that sometimes, you know, as people may have had opportunities to think about their relationship with their earthly father, the relationship may have been somewhat complex, right? And not all the times do people reference their relationship with their earthly father to be of a good relationship. But I'm going to encourage women to trust me, as the title of the book suggests, affirming the father's gift, and that for you to lean in and become at least curious about the title. Mm-hmm. And I believe even for those who may not have had the best relationship with their earthly father, they will be able to benefit greatly from the substance in the book, as it presents an ideal that our Heavenly Father was very intentional about our design as being a sexual individual. And you'll be exposed, you'll be enlightened to see not only what God's plan and purpose was, but how He reconciles, you know, pleasure, you know, as it relates to your sexuality, pleasure with His purpose. And then also you'll be able to see how He recognized, for some of us, the pain that we may have experienced because of our sexuality to that of His promise.
So every one of your chapters start out with daughters.
Daughters, yes.
Daughters. But as a man and as a son, I gleaned some of the information that was said that I can apply with my life.
Awesome. Now, you're not just saying that. No, I'm not just saying spouse,
that.
Right?
No, you know I'm not.
But that's awesome. That's awesome. And I, and again, going back to something that, you know, we highlighted earlier, that truth is transferable. Truth crosses. It transcends culture. It transcends gender. It doesn't matter. Certainly, you know, what was laid on my heart at this particular time was to write the devotional for women. But just as equally, I do believe men can benefit from
definitely,
this resource.
Definitely.
And who knows, maybe one day we will write a resource for men.
Exactly.
Because you're right. You are saying something indirectly in the sense that, yes, men too have had their perspective about sexuality has been skewed as well, mm-hmm. especially living in a culture that suggests that men have the right to objectify women. So that doesn't just have an impact
right.
on a woman. It
right.
does impact the man and his soul and the way that he sees himself and women as well. So, yeah, I do believe that, you know, there's work to be done as it relates to men having their perspective and what their sexuality means to them as it relates to their masculinity, as it relates to their worth. Two, that there's an opportunity that they can become curious and look into this book as well and peep over the shoulders of their daughters, their wife, their mothers, and ask the question, hey, what are you reading there? I mean, what is this that I see that, you know, God and sex is being considered in the same statement in the book? And that your curiosity can certainly lead you to a place where healing can take place for you as well.
Yes. Day 22 says, daughters, what a magnificent gift it is. Yes, your sexuality is a gift to the one you marry, mm-hmm. your children, mm-hmm. your family, mm-hmm. your community, mm-hmm. and even the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so sexuality in a sense goes way beyond the components of sex in a sense of intercourse, but sexuality in a sense that a woman is able to respect the fact that God created her uniquely, and her sexuality is expressed in the way that she thinks, in the way that she interacts with others, in a way too that, you know, how she feels about herself.
Mm-hmm.
So the more comfortable a woman is with her sexuality, the more she's able to embrace all of these different aspects of who she is and understanding the bigger picture for it, God, then she's able to freely be able to engage with others. She's give of herself in a way without feeling shame or guilt, if you will, but that she's able to speak into the lives of others and serve her community in a way that can benefit the community and benefit the world at large, and most importantly, the kingdom of God.
I got to read just one more statement in day two. Do not let shame and guilt from past mistakes rob you of your liberation the Father has granted you in your sexual relationship in marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a real thing. Hey, you know, a moment of transparency was a real thing for us. And that, you know, when you have been inappropriately touched as a child, you experienced some sort of sexual trauma. There has to be an intentionality to fight back and making sure that the enemy is not robbing you of a precious gift that God has given you. So it takes a lot of tenacity, a lot of courage, but most of all, it takes the Holy Spirit operating in you to bring you to truth.
Yes.
Because otherwise, the shame can become, it can suffocate you.
Yes.
You know, shame actually is, I can't think
of it. Look at Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
How when they ate from the fruit.
Yeah.
And how they went and covered themselves in shame.
In shame.
Yes.
Yeah, so shame can be deadly, you know, in the sense that it can decay the soul in a way, toxicity to the soul. So, but God, you know, himself, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can root out you know, the shame can root out the embarrassment, the anguish of anything that may have happened that's been outside of God's perfect will.
So that statement, shame and guilt, don't let shame and guilt rob you, that's going to take us back to the topic, affirming the Father's gift.
Yeah.
And reclaiming your sexuality.
Yes, because in order to do a reset, in order to heal, in order to reconstruct your thinking or our thinking, we have to go back to what the Father says.
Yes.
And going back to what the Father is saying is really beginning to broaden our perspective about what He speaks by way of His Word, and rehearsing those things in our mind so that it can penetrate our soul and therefore heal us. Right, and set us in perfect alignment with what it is that he said. And again, this whole process of affirming is so necessary in order to reclaim it. But also we realize that by research, it takes about 21 days to establish a new habit.
Yeah.
It takes about thoughts are real thing. I love listening, learning from Dr. Caroline Leaf, and she tells us that thoughts are real thing. It takes a real estate property in our minds.
Mm.
So as we're going through this process of affirming and learning and rethinking, we're creating new thoughts. We're turning on neuroplasticities or, you know, being created inside of our brains. And this is a real thing, which is also a part of the healing process.
Yes. So there you have it, a 31-day devotional for women and men, affirming the Father's gift, reclaiming your sexuality, by Dr. Lila Stevenson.
Yes, so you can go to Amazon, pick up your copy. All you have to do is go to Amazon, type in the search bar, Affirming the Father's Gift. The book itself is $15, and also you're able to, if you like, if you prefer, ebook, purchase Kindle for less than $5.
And what better way to help with a quarantine than to have a 31-day devotional? If you just do this book for 31 days, the quarantine will probably be over, buddy.
Hopefully so.
Hopefully, right?
Hopefully so, but more than that, it'll give you an opportunity to challenge the way you're seeing yourself, but also give you an opportunity to reset if you're needing to do so, but also to encourage others and pass the message on.
That's it. That's it. And I know you're supposed to be closing, but I'm led to go into prayer before we close this devotion. Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father God, for this book on healing, dear God, and deliverance, dear God, which lines up with your word, dear God. Father God, we ask right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that women, little girls, daughters, dear God, will be set free in their mind, in their hearts, and in their spirit, dear God. But not only women, Father God, that men would understand as well, dear God. Father God, we claim it right now. We claim liberty, dear God. We claim restoration right now, Father God.
Yes.
We claim it right now, and deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Goodbye. Hang in there.
If this episode of Making Love Better has been a blessing, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review. Join us in our efforts of making marriages better and better by sharing this podcast with family and friends. And remember to visit us on our website at wholesomeintimacy.com.